What's the benefit of someone believing in the light, believing in Jesus? Well, that seems like a silly question, doesn't it? But it's one that the text answers, so it must be one that we need to ask and hear. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 1, verse 12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We don't tell people that they need Jesus because he will help you get over the breakup of your girlfriend or boyfriend. We don't tell people that God will help them gain a better career if they would just trust in Jesus. We don't tell people that life becomes rosy when you trust in Jesus. We witness to the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, full of righteousness and truth and grace, who came to die for people's sin, and that he is the only way to be reconciled to God and the only way to enter God's family. Ask Paul if his career got better after he came to Christ. Ask the Apostle John if his life was made more comfortable for following Christ. Ask John the Baptist if life was rosy after coming to Christ and testifying for Christ. Don't confuse Jesus with a genie. A genie gives you what you want, but Jesus provides you with what you need. A genie is a means to a selfish end, but Jesus is a means to God and being reconciled to him so that you can enjoy him and worship him forever. Jesus is not your own personal private genie that caters to your plans and dreams and wishes. He is the Lord who created it all and has determined the end from the beginning. He has designed you for the ultimate purpose of bringing glory to God, for knowing and seeing and embracing God in all of his splendor and standing in absolute awe of him. There are no mirrors in heaven where we stand around and look at ourselves. We will be enthralled and sustained by his beauty and power and majesty, and we will rejoice in the fact that we have been brought into the family of God. And we've been sent by God to tell others about that same glory. Today, please pray for Tommy Rose and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Pro Karen LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Burma.